Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. What a good way to start the week. What a good way to just sort of get things off your plate onto mine, and then we'll share them. And basically, problems are kind of like chocolate desserts. If you split them, there's no harm, no foul. Nothing goes to your hips. Okay, I exaggerate a tiny bit. Maybe my metaphor leaves something to be desired. But Sally has taken advantage of understanding if she calls. She even called before the program actually started. So, Sally, you get huge kudos. Welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Thank you.
Sure.
It's kind of a rough weekend. My daughter, adult daughter, 23, lives with me. Been home about a year after college. Divorced from her father since she was three, and she was visiting him this weekend, and they were both drinking, and got into a argument which got physical. Like, her father, 6'4", 220 pounds, threw her to the ground. He says to get her keys because she was drinking. She said because he was degrading her friends. It's kind of prejudiced. She calls me hysterical to come get her, and you know, he's calling, trying to make excuses, and I don't know where to go from here. Neither one of them is speaking to each other. But they both have anger issues. Definitely. She was in counseling, but said it didn't do her any good. So, just so sad for her.
Let me get a little background. I mean, I have some basically sort of good, if frustrating, news for you, but let me get a little background first. Were you ever married to her dad?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so you've been divorced for like 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Has he remarried?
Yes.
Have you remarried?
No.
Okay. How long has he been remarried?
A long time, probably 10 years.
Does she get along with his wife?
Normally, yes.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Two.
And which is she?
She's the younger one. They're 4 years.
What's the sex and what was the issue about the older one?
Another girl. And she's fine. I mean, she's
self-reliant, lives on her own, does well in school. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that, right?
First child, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, does your daughter have a job?
She does, yeah. She's
What kind of work does she do?
She works with kids. Daycare.
Okay. What's the highest level of it? Oh, go ahead.
And she coaches.
And she goes, coaches. Okay, what does she coach? Okay, what does she coach?
Basketball.
Okay, good. So she finished college, you're telling me, yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay, why is she living with you, just out of curiosity?
She's not making enough money to live on her own. And, I mean, there's no reason for her not to live with me, but we kind of live separate lives in the same house, but she doesn't make very much money working in a daycare, and she really hasn't figured out what she wants to do full-time yet. Not very motivated.
Well, honey, one of the reasons she's not motivated is how much rent do you charge her to live with you?
I know.
Okay. We'll circle back to that. I don't think it's irrelevant. I know it's not. Doesn't sound like it's the major issue, but it's. I think it will come into sharper relief as we go along. All right. So the good but frustrating news I have for you is, I mean, the good news about divorce is he's not your problem anymore. The good news about having a child who's 23 is technically she's a grown-up. So to a very large extent, the fact that they're having some problems, which is certainly an understatement, is certainly of concern to you and of interest to you, but it's not your responsibility. And I think what you're going to find if you try to negotiate this is everybody's going to be mad at you.
I know.
So the good news about this, as I said, is it's really not your problem. And the reason it's not your problem is because you're divorced from him and she's a grown-up. But more appropriately, neither are going to listen to you. And this gets back to your daughter. I mean, it sounds like there is some DNA issue going on here and that both have tempers, both get physical, and both have drinking problems. But let me tell you what's going to happen. First of all, let's just play it out. Let's say you go to your ex and say, look, one of the reasons that you and I are not married is you had temper problems, you got physical, and you had a drinking problem. So nothing's changed. Let me tell you what he's going to tell you. Right? I mean, we don't even have to get into it. He's going to say it's none of your business. You don't know what you're talking about. You weren't there. You always took her side. The kids can do no wrong. And you're going to be off on a whole different war situation there. All right? So that's not going to do any good. It may be true, but it's not going to work. Let's play out the same scenario. You go to your daughter and you sit down with her and you hold her hands and you look into her eyes and say, honey, look, your daddy gave you nice straight teeth and great hand-eye coordination, but he also gave you a taste for liquor, a tendency to be physical, and anger management issues. She's going to say, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a grown-up. I can't believe you take his side. You've always loved my sister better than me, no matter what I do with sucker. So, all right, so neither of those are going to work, right? If we know they're not going to work, why do we want to get your stomach in an uproar sort of planning the little scenario? Because both of them will end in disaster. Okay? I'm not going to do either of those. So the question is, what do you do here?
Right.
All right. So I think what I would say, I mean, is your daughter asked you to come and pick her up, and I suppose that's because Dad had the car keys and she'd been drinking, right?
Correct.
All right, let's play this out as if she weren't living there. Okay? It's not to say that she wouldn't have called you, perhaps. And it's not to say that she might not have shown up at your house to kind of, you know, sleep it off. But then she would go home and work it out, and you wouldn't have to feel like you're either ignoring the problem if you don't talk about it or are going to get your head handed to you if you do. So the fact that she's 23 and doesn't have enough job to pay for her rent, I mean, lots of 23-year-olds don't. And so what you do is you get a second job or you get a roommate or you live in a hovel or you work as a nanny for room and board. I mean, and have your other job. I mean, there are all sorts of things she can do. And the very least that I would hope you would walk away from this phone call is that you're going to have to start charging her room and board. Because it shouldn't be $100. I mean, because that's both insulting. She's probably not going to pay it, to be quite honest. But at least it gives her the sense that this isn't a free ride. This is behavior you would expect from a 15-year-old. She's 23. And that's part of the problem. She is not self-supporting emotionally. She's not self-supporting financially. She's not self-supporting in terms of where she lives. And so she can afford to get into a beef with her dad because she has a backstop, which is mom. Which is not to say that we don't love our kids and not that we think that they should be able to count on us. But if their assumptions about our involvement in their life stunt them, we're not doing them any favors. And you see, my guess is that your stomach is in much more turmoil this morning than hers. That's a problem. All right, so let's figure out what... All right, now, so we've established a couple things, I think. Number one, that you can't go to either of them and tell them how disappointed you are or whatever, because it won't work. And what they'll do is both just get mad at you. So if we know it's not going to work, if we know it's only going to end up as an unpleasant boomerang, we're not going to play. All right, so just take that off the table. You can throw away all the little notes about the speech you're going to make. You're not going to make it.
No.
Okay, number one. Number two, it's time as part of a larger discussion to talk with your daughter about self-sufficiency. And let me tell you, we're going to do the good news and the bad news on that too, so she hears it, as opposed to just sort of storming out and say, you've never loved me, you've always liked my sister better, and I can't believe no one's on my side. So hang on for me, we'll come back and we'll figure out how to do this. All right, I promise I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sally, who had a really rough... Let me ask you one question. Why was your daughter with her dad on Mother's Day rather than with you?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
She was coming home Sunday morning.
All right, that makes me feel slightly better. How far away from you does dad live?
An hour.
Okay. So she spent all day, her plan was to spend Saturday there?
Yes.
So she does sleepovers when she goes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, how the two of them get this back together is going to be up to them. And if I were you, I'd stay out of it. Because any, you know, we already gone through the, I mean, they've got Father's Day coming up, so the likelihood is that you'll probably do something about this. And any push from you to him is going to be disastrous. Any push from you to her is going to be disastrous. She's a grown-up. They'll work it out. And if I were you, I would just...
That forever. He's the kind that cuts off from family. He's had relatives he hasn't talked to for years.
Well, but that's...
Let it go indefinitely, if that's...
Yeah, because, I mean, I would certainly let it go for the time being, because, I mean, there's nothing you can do. At some point, let's say by Christmas, all right, that they are still playing their silly little, you know, who do you love best, what I might do is invite them both for Christmas. Because that gives them a way of they're only doing it for you and saving face. But hopefully in the next X number of months, both, I mean, even if your husband, I mean, this is not a relative, this is his daughter, you know, which is a little different than Auntie Mame. And for your daughter, I mean, it sounds like your daughter is pretty good at not taking responsibility. That she wants, you know, that she's a bit of a drama queen and she wants everybody else to come and kind of take care of things. And she's going to have to outgrow that. And it's, so, I mean, the thing is that there's just no good position for you here. So let's you and I sort of make the deal that we go to. And presumably between now and Christmas, there's Father's Day, there's, I don't know, with any luck at all, one or both of them have a birthday. You know, there's Thanksgiving, there's Salminio's birthday, there's Halloween. So hopefully one or the other of them will sort of decide not to be such a little poopy head. But I'd stay out of it and till at least, I would say Christmas, the end of the year kind of thing. All right, so that's number one.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Is this anger, I mean, she's always had this since she was tiny. Can it be inherited? Is that a genetic type thing?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think we do get our DNA from one parent to the other. We also learn how to behave from them. So whether it's nature or nurture, at some point, doesn't make any difference. But that's also why therapy was invented and adulthood was invented. So you can sort of say that, okay, so my father had a hair trigger, and that may mean that I have I may be a bit quicker to anger than the average bear, but that doesn't mean I have to follow in the same path. That I can learn what the symptoms are.
She's had to deal with that. She has always known that. But
Well, but again, that's why adulthood and therapy was invented. So you can say, all right, so I may have a shorter trigger than the average bear, but that doesn't mean that I have to go and slug people, but I can learn to do something different about that. I can learn what the warning signs are. Let me just, I'll give you a quick example. At one point, when I had the TV show a bunch of years ago, this young man had written to me, and he said, I have a problem. I think he'd gotten in trouble with the courts about domestic violence. He was, I don't know, he was maybe early 30s, I think, late 20s, early 30s. A nice kid. And he said, you know, I really want some help on this. So I got him on the program. And I got in his face. He said, you know, I really respect you. And I got in his face, literally. You know, I invaded his personal space. I said, you really don't want any help. You just wanted to come here and be on television. And I was really, I mean, there are some advantages to being a psychologist. And his, you could watch. Well, I'll tell you in retrospect. So, and he was ready to slug me. And I said, okay, wait a minute. Now, you're telling me that the reason that you hit the woman that you love is because she's so irritating. And you have this long history and whatever. And I said, you asked to come to me. You trust me. You respect me. You really don't know me very well. But anything that you know that you feel positive about, and you were ready to slug me. And I said, look, let me just go over what I saw with you. That I got in your face, which is certainly not a very nice thing to do, but other people are going to get in your face. And I was saying things that were not very pleasant. I mean, I didn't insult your mother or anything, but I was not being very pleasant. But other people are going to say things, either consciously or unconsciously, that you may take offense to. And what I watched was, I watched your pupils dilate. I watched your breathing speed up and become more shallow. I watched your foot started bouncing. I watched your face get red, which meant your blood pressure was going up. I watched you ball your fist. I watched you start being agitated in your chair and move to the edge of the chair. You were ready to slug me. All right, so all of this is your response to danger, to being threatened. If I can document that, then you can become aware of it. If you can become aware of it, you can stop that process. Because nobody goes from calm to instant. It may seem that way because it may happen fairly quickly and they may be unaware of it and other people may be unaware of it as well, but that's not really what happens in your body. It takes, and it may not sound very long, it may take 30 seconds, but it takes some time. Once you realize that, you can intervene in the process, and that's what anger management is all about. It's saying it doesn't change your DNA. It doesn't change your fight or flight response. What it does is makes you aware of it and shows you how and why and where you can intervene. So you have some time to say, Dad, that really hurts my feelings. It also helps you to understand that alcohol makes you less aware of all those symptoms, and it lowers your resistance to being insulted, to that sense of being threatened. So maybe when you're around people or situations that you think are likely to be irritating to you, abrasive, that you don't drink. So, but all of these are things that your daughter's not going to hear from you. Now, the fact that she may have more of a temper may be something that she needs to be more aware of. As I said, she got her, you know, her nice straight teeth and her hand-eye coordination. She also got the ability to respond more quickly than the average bear, but that doesn't mean that she needs to wait till she's arrested for assault and battery, because sooner or later she will be if she doesn't stop this. The combination of alcohol, which lowers her ability to be aware, and that hair trigger is sooner or later going to get her in some trouble. So
she's never been in a physical fight. She's never been in a physical fight.
She hasn't been yet.
Right.
And according to with the deal with her dad, she didn't hit him?
No, she tried to get the keys from him. She didn't hit him.
No. Well, she's walking a real thin line there. Trying to get something from somebody who's not willing to give it up. That gets real iffy about whether assault or not.
All right.
So I think I'm gonna hang on to you for one more segment, because I really want to emphasize that there's not much you can do, that you and she must not accept the notion that this is just how it is, because it's not. She has a drinking problem, but the question is, what can you focus on? Because all those things we talked about are really not your job. Let me tell you when we come back what your job is. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sally, who's got a 23-year-old daughter who's living at home, who got into an altercation with her dad on Saturday. That result, there had been some drinking, and she called and asked her mom to pick her up. Did she get her car back?
Yes.
How did she get the car back? You drove her up there?
Yes.
Okay. Does your daughter have friends?
Yes. There are a lot of friends. And good, and some really good friends. But yeah.
So how come she didn't call a friend?
Because it's a long way away.
No.
Most of her friends are in relationships or married, though, I will say. And she just broke up with her boyfriend, which was the trigger for this whole thing.
Well, you know, be careful about making excuses for her, because she's going to get herself in real trouble.
I'm just, I hear.
I
mean, that was the thing. But.
All right, so you mentioned therapy before. Is she in therapy? Is she going to therapy? What's the story?
She just stopped. She said it wasn't doing her any good.
Why was she in therapy to begin with?
And she doesn't talk to me about it. She just says, I have problems.
Well, good. I mean, and she doesn't have to talk to you about it. But you see, here's the deal. It's time to say to her, kiddo, look, I'm going to stay out, and here's how you're going to present it. Here's good news, bad news. Right, the good news is I'm not going to lecture you about you and your dad. You're a grown-up woman. You're going to have to take care of that. If at some point you want some help about it, you'll come to me and you'll ask me what you need to ask me. And she's going to feel really relieved because she figures you're going to give her a hard time about it. All right, that's the good news. The bad news is, kiddo, it's time for us to figure out a way to make your life on a better footing for the rest of your life. And I mean, I'm really proud of you for being in therapy. You know, I'm not going to ask you why you went to therapy, what's going on in therapy. But you know, if you've got a leak in your basement and you call a plumber. And the plumber comes and the leak's still there, you don't say, okay, well, I'm never going to call another plumber because you still got a leak. So if you felt that there was a problem, then I trust you. I trust your perceptions. So find another plumber. Number three is I think it's time to start talking about some room and board here. And she's not going to be happy about this. And she's going to tear up and say, Mom, I can't believe it. You know, I'm having this terrible time. You're talking about this. And say, kiddo, this is part and parcel that we need to have. If you're in school and or in therapy, then I'm willing to cut you some slack here. But I'm sort of letting you stay here as if you were a young child. And you're not a young child, and it doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make me feel good. So let's figure something out. And if what we really need to do is find you a place to live on your own with another girlfriend or a bunch of roommates or whatever, I'm willing to help you find a place and to subsidize you temporarily, not completely, but temporarily, so you have a little more privacy, so you feel that you're behaving on a slightly more adult level. Because this isn't a place for you to be. On the long, you're always welcome to come and do your laundry here. You're always welcome to come here for Sunday brunch. But living here means that, you know, you haven't really launched yourself into your adult life.
You know, and she gets involved with the wrong people, and I know
that's not your problem. Sally, hear what I'm saying. Part of her living there is you are too involved. You know too much about her life. On the one hand, you know too much, and the other hand, you don't know enough. You know too much because you know when she's not there. You know what she does overnight. She knows when she gets dumped. You know, you may even have met some of the idiots that she goes out with. And part of this, you know, when we feel lousy about ourselves, we tend to find other people who. It's hard for us to be around people that we think are worthy of us because we don't think we're worthy of anybody. So, believe it or not, the fact that she's living at home at 23, not paying room and board, has a drinking problem, gets in a, you know, knockdown dragout with her dad, feels that she has problems, you're really not helping her because essentially the statement that you're making to her unconsciously, I mean, certainly you're making the statement, I love you, but you're also making the statement, especially when she compares it to her sister, of you can't take care of yourself, so I'll have to take care of you. That's not a message that we want to give to kids. And so you don't, and you can say, you know, this isn't, I'm not angry with you, but you would know less about her. On the one hand, you would know less. You would know less about what time she came in at night, what time she got up in the morning. And because you're her mom and she loves you, you might actually know more about what's going on in her life because she'd call up and confide in you, especially if she could hang up the phone and tell you what she wanted to tell you. And at this moment, she doesn't have the privacy she would have if she was living by herself. She doesn't have the sense of independence she would have if she was living by herself. She doesn't have the self-reliance that she would have if she were living by herself. And so she's closed off because she feels terrible about herself. I mean, it's just a no-win situation no matter how you look at it. And so the easiest focus is room and board. Because anything else, you're talking about her temper, you're talking about her personality, you're talking about her lack of ambition, you're talking about her temper. I mean, you're talking about all sorts of things. that are really, to a very large extent, not your business. And the reason they are your business is because she's planted in your living room.
Okay.
So I know this is not going to be a whole lot of fun. And as far as I'm concerned, you can wait a day or so to let this come. But, and she's going to be thrilled that you're not saying, look, you and your dad have to do something about this, or it's time for you to be an AA, or look, your dad has a temper problem and you've got it too. I mean, she's going to be really relieved that you're not doing or saying anything at this moment. But she's waiting for you to do that because she trusts that she doesn't have to do anything because you will. Not where we want to be.
Okay.
All right. Call me when your resolve wavers a bit, because I'm afraid it's going to. But the good news is, this isn't your problem. The bad news is, she can't be your if she's living there, it becomes your problem for both of you. And as long as it's your problem, it's not hers. And the good news about all this is that she understands she has a problem. She's not doing anything about it. I mean, and therapy is certainly not a bad step, but it's only a step. And therapy only works if you work it. The other thing you can do is you can tell her that you called me, and I'll be both the bad guy, and you can call and say, you know, call, she would help me, maybe she can help you, and she's free.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sally. I know. Being a parent is the toughest job any of us ever undertake, and none of us have been prepared for it, right? If our parents were terrific, that it seems seamless. If our parents were terrible, we think, okay, well, I'll do exactly the opposite, and that doesn't work any better. So, all right, 855-993-7569. All right, fallout for Mother's Day, fallout for Mother's Day. And so, Manny, you had a good Mother's Day, yes?
I did, yes.
There you go. Yeah, I did too. I was sort of relatively quiet. That my daughter is one of those people for whom the day itself doesn't make any difference. She sort of likes to do... And my daughter is, you know, there was a study that came out, this last couple months that said that what people remember most is not things, but experiences. And my daughter has been into that for a very long time. She really likes doing things. So she and I are getting together in a couple of weeks to celebrate both her birthday and Mother's Day. So that'll be, but she did call. I talked to my mom, talked to a number of people whose mother I am not, including Manny, who wished me a happy Mother's Day, so that was nice. And I was smart enough to stay out of restaurants. The corsage thing, there you go. All right, 855-99-375. I just looked at this. 855-99-375-69. It's Happy National Twilight Zone Day. Do-do-do-do-do. Why do we think it? What would that mean? They just arbitrarily decided it should be a Twilight Zone day?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because I think we, at the beginning of the month, or maybe like a week and a half ago, I think we were looking over all the certain days that are going to be in May.
In this month, yeah, there are a lot in May.
And this day was brought up, you know, Twilight Zone day, and we were trying to figure out, why
it was today.
Why May 11th is Twilight Zone day.
Yeah, let's see, 5-1-1. If it were 911, I could understand it, or 411, because one is, you know, information, or I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting day in history in terms of science, actually. The HMS Beagle, which was the ship that took Charles Darwin to a scientific voyage, is launched. I always thought that was cool, mostly because I grew up with beagles. Minnesota in 1858 was admitted as the 32nd U.S. state.
Happy
there you go.
Happy birthday to my home state.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Minnesota. Happy birthday, Minnesota. There you go. Minnesota, the name of the tribe of Indians? I assume it is, isn't it?
Yep, I believe so. Yep.
Well, you have to know. I can guess because I don't live there. You have to know.
I think it's like a variation of it.
Yeah, we didn't transpose Native American languages very well. Alrighty, and Glacier National Park in Montana was established in 1910. If you'd like to establish your bona fides, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea, 855-99-37569. I wanted to finish up our day in history just because it's kind of interesting from a scientific point of view. I mentioned that Charles Darwin's ship, the HMS Beagle, was launched. The Glacier National Park was begun. Today was an act of Congress established it. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded. Israel joined the UN. But in Baltimore, the first heart-lung transplant takes place. It was performed by Dr. Bruce Reitz of the Stanford University School of Medicine. Now, what he was doing in Baltimore is not very clear, but that's what he was doing. And I remember this. In 1997, a chess-playing supercomputer called Deep Blue. Do you know whose it was?
I don't.
It should give you a clue, the name. It's from IBM.
Okay.
Yep. What defeats Garry Kasparov in the last game of the rematch, becoming the first computer to beat a world champion chess player in a classic match format. Dun, dun, dun. That's a singularity principle, right? That robots will have all of it, human intelligence, and will be able to solve all sorts of things we couldn't solve before, and then they'll turn on us and take us over. So, you know, that's what the singularity concept is, among others.
I think I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, Stephen Hawking is sort of a proponent of it, although his has got a little bit of a twist on it. He's saying stop sending messages into space. Those people are going to come and colonize us, and what they're going to do is get rid of us. They just want the planet.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's just one person's opinion, but it's certainly, I mean, we view him as so smart and so understanding of lots of things. It actually does make a little bit of sense. So, and speaking of which, that NASA is now sponsoring a program where you're supposed to send your ideas to how to colonize Mars. And I thought that was such a good idea. I thought we should put it on our website. You know, what would you do? Who would you send? Under what circumstances? What would they do? Would you go to Mars if you had the option?
Probably not.
Why not?
Unless I felt like the Earth is, you know what I mean? Like if this was like a situation like Interstellar was, where you've got, you know, where the
10 minutes to live.
Well, if the resources on Earth are failing, and the idea of going to another planet is going to kind of preserve and save human life, then yeah, I certainly would do it. But I think if the Earth is fine, I guess, for a lack of a better term, then I don't know. The idea of going to Mars just doesn't really appeal.
See, mine would do it.
I think it'd be interesting to visit if it's, you know, if that's.
But you wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's the closest, right? So, and mostly, you know, in theory, habitable. But a lot of people do think that the Earth, you know, the ability to sustain life on Earth is being severely compromised and will become worse. So the idea is you can't wait till everything's run out to say, okay, maybe we need to find a new place.
Right.
So my thing would do, I would do it if I knew some of the people that were going. Going by myself, although I suppose it's like going on it's like going on the other trip by yourself. I was talking with a friend of mine over the weekend who went with to a very strange part of the world, as far as I'm concerned. Well, she went to Slovenia, and which is not on most people's first choice of where to go. And she was telling me about all the things that she'd done, and I said, well, it sounds like you at least picked a good travel companion. And she said, no, she didn't do anything. You know, I had to make all the arrangements, and I had to do all the stuff, and I'd do all the worrying. I said, yeah, but she didn't complain about stuff. And finding someone to travel with is one of those. I don't know how much traveling you've done, Manny, or who you've chosen, but you can have a really good friend that you get along with really well. It's like a roommate situation.
Yeah.
Right? Is that somebody that you really like and you really hang out with, and you become roommates, and then you drive each other nuts and never speak again? Or because the qualities that make, for example, a good drinking buddy are not necessarily the ones that make a good roommate. And I would argue that probably a good roommate may make a good travel buddy, maybe. But they're really different kinds of requirements. And I think if I were going to go to, for a long period of time, to a strange place, that I'd really want to have at least a couple people along that I felt were friends. And I actually had an opportunity a long time ago, I guess, maybe 20 years ago, to go to China. And they would pay my way over, I guess. They would pay my way over my expenses there, but it was in the back of the plane. And that's like 20 hours in the back of a plane. And I thought, when I go to China, you know, I don't want to be in the back of a plane for that length of time, number one. And number two, that I was going with a group of people who knew I was a psychologist. And I thought, not only is it going to be difficult getting there and then having to anticipate coming back the same way, which sounds very much like space travel to me, but once I was there, I would be viewed as the person to come to when you had a problem. And that's taxing. So it's not like I'm going along as a tourist. And it would seem to me that going to Mars would be a similar kind of thing. There's a tough journey there. having to contemplate the tough journey coming back. And once you're there, of unless there were some people that I felt like, you know, that were I could hang with, that being the sort of the friendly neighborhood psychologist gets exhausting sometimes. So, but it's not. I mean, I would be curious. I as I've said before, I worked on the space program. And I was always, at one point I was the only one who could actually perform one of the tasks. And I figured, well, they could send me, but they just sort of changed the tasks so somebody else could do it. And knowing how small the space capsules were was probably not a terrible decision on either their or my part. But that whole issue about seeing something that somebody has never seen before, or just, you know, it's kind of exciting. So you're saying it would have to be kind of dire straits before you'd be interested.
Yeah, and it's not a situation where I would wait until, you know, the apocalypse or something in order to leave. But it's
The question is, you have to know, you know, when.
Right.
You know, when it's like someone asked Julia Childs once about how long you cook the butter, and she said you take it off just before it burns. So you'd have to go to Mars just before the planet became uninhabitable. Or I remember the story because I was actually in New Orleans at one point on a bus, and I didn't know where I was going. And I said, where do I get off? And they said, to stop just before me. Not helpful. So we'll send Manny just before the apocalypse comes. So I thought we'd put on Facebook, you know, what's your plan for colonizing Mars? What would you do? Would you go, and under what circumstances?
We've already gotten a few, a couple of responses to
that. Good. Well, I'm glad people need to do that. All right. So here's one of the questions that falls into the duck category. The headline is, will having more sex make you happy? No, not at all. I mean, that really is a duck question, isn't it? They said there's that it turns out if you're assigned to have sex, that it doesn't work as well. Like duh. But if you get to do it voluntarily, which, I mean, again, sounds like a duh thing to me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.